Blog Talk Radio.
This is
prepare-se, é a hora do sacode.
Demorou.
Aí, DJ, abre teu olho.
Isso é criatividade, então copia, mané.
Não tenta, não.
Vai dançar.
Rhythm of the night, of the night, oh yeah.
I don't know.
Matos.
O ritmo é...
Together forever and ever to part. Together forever we two. And don't you know I would move heaven and earth to be together forever with you.
DJ Renato Matos.
Esse cara sou eu, amado mestre.
Sobre a reforma ministerial, logo mais no Jornal da Globo.
Hoje eu tive um sonho que foi o mais bonito que eu sonhei em toda a minha vida. Sonhei que todo mundo vivia preocupado, tentando encontrar uma saída. Quando em minha porta alguém tocou, sem que ela se abrisse, ele entrou. E era
Renato Matos, sensonando todas.
Tomba.
Versatile Radio, throwing it back.
radio, everybody. Apologize, we had a little bit of difficulties there. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Tonight we do have a co-host, a special co-host with us tonight, and his name is Junior. Junior, can you hear me? All right. And we also have our big tip. And hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun to be calling in tonight. He's been, I believe, waiting all afternoon, and he's a very busy man. So you guys just stay tuned. We're going to get the big tip on the line right after this.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Versatile Radio on Funky Flashback Friday. We got Mr. Big Tim right here in the building and Mr. Rocky Padilla. How you guys doing tonight?
We're good.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening? Hey, thank you guys for stopping by. I appreciate that. Wasn't it a beautiful day in Southern California today?
Man, it's gonna get no better than this today. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Beautiful thing when the weather's this good.
Right. And how about you? Well, you guys, I actually want to introduce to the audience tonight my special co-host for the night, Mr. Junior. Junior, can you hear me okay?
Yes, everything's okay. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. What's cracking though?
What's going on, bro?
Yo.
All right. Well, listen, like I said, you know, I appreciate you guys, you know, for stopping in right here at Versatile Radio. You know, it's a pleasure to have you guys on the show. Mr. Padilla, you know, I've actually been a fan of your music for quite some time, since I was actually, you know, like in junior high, you know. So, you know, it's an honor to have you on the show. And of course, you know, Mr. Tim.
Hey, you know, it's an honor to be on your show. It's an honor being on your show. I've been doing this for many years, you know, and it gives me a lot of pleasure to go on anybody's show that's making a difference, you know, in this business today, you know. So much love to you, much respect to you, what you're doing.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't know. I have no idea how I got caught up in the internet radio thing, but, you know, it's all about the one love, you know, never hating, doing nothing but collaborating, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, trying to support and bring out a positive message through music and all the artists that are doing their thing, you know?
Well, you know what, if I could say so, that's what brings me with a big chance, man. That's a good guy right there, you know. I've seen him doing a lot of things through Facebook, and he got at me, and you know, I said, yeah, no, there's no way I would be, you know, out of this project. I got to be in this project, you know. So much
that's
respect
right.
to Big Tim's. You know, he's doing his thing. I got his back, you know. The
appreciate
Southern California, North, you know, whoever it is, you know, all of California and West Coast, you know, representing, you know, and, you know, go all the way to, you know, wherever we go, wherever you can hear us, we represent and we have nothing but respect, and that's what I do here.
Right. Rocky, how long have you known each other?
Say again?
How long have you guys known each other?
Well, I just met him, you know, a few months, maybe, I don't know. How long has it been, Tim?
Couple months, my boy. But we had spoke a couple years back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we spoke years back, yeah. But as far as meeting each other,
years back, and, you know, he was doing his thing at the time. I was doing my thing at the time, you know, and then we linked up probably about like 3 months ago, and the rest is history, bro, you know, making classes.
Yeah, you know, working with the same label, you know, and trying to do our thing.
How'd you guys come together on the song Summertime? How'd we hit each other up?
Man, that's all Tim's right there.
Yeah, yeah. I had approached him. I had the record from my boy. He did the beat, and I was like, you know what, man? Me trying to rap on the hook is not going to do it no justice. And I had already talked to him before about maybe linking up doing the record. And I said, you know what, man? I sent it over to him with all the verses on it, and everything else was just history, bro. Came out perfect.
It's about time to come together, huh? You let it come together.
Hey, it was sent to me through the email, and I go, man, I checked out the song. Man, that's a hit, brother. I go, it'd be an honor to be on this song. So I wrote him back and told him, give me a few hours, you know, let me check it out. Boom, vamanos, let's do it, you know. And, yeah, he liked it, and it's all good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Hey, can you hear me, dog?
Yeah.
No, I'm right here. I can't hear
no. No, my bad.
There you
my
go.
Bad. Yeah, I was. I was. My microphone was. It was on mute. Before we actually bang back Summertime, let's. I mean, has it even actually been released or has it been leaked yet?
I mean, it's been on the Facebook and I got it on SoundCloud right now. You know, probably leaked it about a month and a half ago, a month ago, and it's gonna be the first single off the album. I'm a Problem, my solo album coming out pretty soon. So that was what I wanted to leak out first. You know, I have another single, but the summertime was that was my first choice right there.
That's a good topic, and Summertime you can play it every summer.
Yeah, it's a good anthem, like, you know what I mean? It was like a good summertime anthem, and the vibe was right, you know what I'm saying? And you could play that song, and then you could, like, go throughout your whole day playing that record right there, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. What was your first impression when you guys met, actually, from each other?
Say again, bro?
What was the first impression you guys got from each other when we first met? For the second time, actually.
The vibes were good, bro. Everything was cool. We seen eye to eye. You know, we were on the same page, and you know what I mean? He's very talented, man. He's a very talented dude, and I was just glad, and you know, it was a privilege to work with him. You know what I mean? Everything was great.
Yeah. All right, okay. That was clear, I think. So good.
Okay. Well, you know, after we bang this track right here, we're gonna go ahead and play another song by Big Temps, and you know, I just really, you know, once again want to show my appreciation to you, Mr. Padilla. Let's share with everybody a little bit about what you got going on right now with your music, or if you have anything coming up.
You're right.
Hello? Yeah, can you guys hear me?
No, I can hear you. I don't know what happened. Yo, Rocky, you there, bro?
Okay, that's fine. We'll go ahead and lost him on the line on the studio phone, but it's okay. We'll get him back. But real quick though, now this song and you know, I got a couple other songs that I'm gonna play by you, Tim.
Yeah.
You did all the writing on this song, correct? On Summertime?
Say again?
Did you do all the writing on Summertime?
Yeah, I did all three verses. My boy Rocky did the hook, though. He wrote that.
So, but you did the beat, though, right? Because I didn't really get to get in on that. But you did do the beat on this?
Nah, my boy did the beat. He laced me with the beat. I wrote all the verses, and Rocky did the hook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right, okay. We're going to, I just want to apologize. This is just, you know, some technical difficulties. I don't know if you know, but, you know, I just recently moved and, you know, trying to get all the wiring together and that, you know, fortunately, I'm speaking to my listeners right now. I do have my help that is helping me tonight and, you know, for the past week. And so we're trying to get this all together right now. But, summertime now. Real quick, also, where can our peeps find Summertime now right now? Are you on SoundCloud or Reverb Nation? What do you want?
Yeah, you could go to the SoundCloud. Just type in Big Temps. It's the first song on there right now. You know what I mean? It should be there for sure. I don't really mess with the Reverb Nation, but the SoundCloud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you also have some other jams on there, correct?
Oh yeah, I got all kinds of music on there. But if you want like the most up-to-date recent, like, that Summertime is probably, like, the latest track that I've been uploaded on there.
Okay. And then real quick, you know, because I've wanted to ask you this question since, earlier when you and I spoke. Are you at all are you a musician? Are you into, like, playing any type of instruments or anything like that?
Nah, I don't play no instruments.
You basically just, like, write and produce then, huh?
Yeah.
You just wake up and start writing, huh? All of a sudden, you just get up and start writing when it comes to your head? Just comes to you and you start writing.
Man, you know what? True story, bro. Sometimes I can't sleep at night because I be thinking of bars in the middle of my sleep, and I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to wake up.
In the middle of the night? In the middle of the night, just get up and write? You have to get up and write? It just comes to you? Like, in the middle
I'll
of the
go jot it down on the phone.
Writing.
Like, I'll type it on my notes on my phone, or I'll just write it down, and then I'll write what I had in mind, and then... I'm telling you, bro, sometimes I'll be going to sleep and I'll be like, oh, you know what, how could I reword this bar real quick or try to make something
better? Change state a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, yeah. Okay, do you ever think, do you ever ask people for advice, like, to help you, like, song, maybe, inspiration, anything like that?
Nah, I really don't ask for help, bro. Like, I see it as, like, if you're going to be an artist and you're going to be a rapper, bro, you should be able to do everything yourself. I mean, You know, maybe, like, maybe I don't, I mean, I'll chime in if it's somebody doing the hook, you know, if they want my opinion. But as far as, like, when it comes to writing, I 100% do all my writing. You know what I mean? I don't believe in asking for help or ghostwriters or, you know, none of that other stuff.
Let me ask you real quick. No, when you're writing, it's your song, and you're thinking of what to write. You write in pen or pencil?
I write in pen or pencil?
Yeah, what do you use, a pen or pencil?
When I write, bro, I don't even write with the pen, dog. I go on my phone. I jot it down there on the computer, bro.
Yeah.
It's easier to type it.
No, you think you could just erase,
I hate,
you know.
Go ahead.
I was thinking you could just erase and go with the pencil, but you go with the pen. I mean, it becomes natural. There's no room for mistakes or changes. Just write.
Yes, I'll reword it, bro. If I don't like it, I'll say it over and over after I write it 16. And if it's not what I like, I'll sit there and I'll rewrite it again. Or I won't rewrite it again. I'll take out certain bars or certain words that I don't like. You know what I mean? I have the music on blast when I'm writing. I'm just in the zone. So if you sit down with the paper and pad, you pretty much have to stick to what you wrote. As opposed to going, being able to go back and fix it and perfect it the way I like. You know what I mean?
That's right.
For sure.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, thank you for sharing that with us. You know, like I said, Junior, our my special co-host tonight, he, you know, this is his first time on air with me. And, you know, he's been pretty good. He basically, you know, just freestyling and stuff like that. And, you know, I just, you know, want you know, thank you, Junior. And here we go. I'm a bang this summertime. We're going to go ahead and get Rocky Padilla back on the line, and that way, you know, we can go ahead and tie this up with him right after the song, okay? Summertime, right here. Big Pimps and Rocky Padilla.
It's the summertime with Rocky Padilla and Big Pimps. Come along for the ride.
Hey yo, I woke up in the morning and I made a couple calls. Called all my homegirls to see what's going on, and to let them know that we gon' have a party about 9 o'clock. So don't be tardy, I still bring all the freaks and them hood rats. Cause you know it ain't a party without them hood rats. Gangsters to the back and they swinging on the 40s. They keep yelling out, DJ play them oldies. Ladies in the front, sitting by the pool. It's another Cali day, ain't nobody acting fool. Homies on the grill and he's doing his thing. It's that West Coast music, so let it bang. Ain't no red or blue tripping, we all about the green. Money and kush, man, you know what I mean. 85 degrees on a day like this, and that's how we does on a day like this.
There's a party going on, it's just me and all my homies hanging out. Getting ready for the highness to roll up, so we can party down. Summertime.
Now the sun's going down, but we still gon' party. They got Patron and I got Bacardi. Ladies on my lap, I'ma spit that game, but I ain't going too far. I got a wife and things, I'm from my big home of faith. To light up the buzz, I was on home, baby, everybody was buzzed. Bikinis all around with some big old bus. About 8 or 9 shorties in a hot tub. I seen a couple of them kissing like, that's what's up. Dudes to the homies, hugs to the freaks. And if you hit my phone, then let it be brief. Ain't no high like California treason. Ain't no days better than these. And ain't nothing wrong in the big old C. Party roll, baby, you know who it be. It's the T to the fifth letter, M to the B.
There's a party going on. It's just me and all my homies hanging out. We got the highness kicking back. It's a party and you know it's going down. It's the summertime, baby.
Everybody get ready to hop in a ride. I see them low-lows dipping in side to side.
Yeah.
Three-wheel motion. It's the West Coast, and baby, we coastin' anywhere that you want in the big CA.
Come on.
Try OC or maybe LA. Or Whittier Boulevard, I heard it gets crackin'. That's what the homies told me, so what's that? Cars everywhere like a parking lot. And ain't nobody going home till the party stops. We started at the pool and the barbecue. Now we low ride, yeah, that's how we do. Oldies on blast with a little bit of funk. You can hear the bass coming out the trunk. W's up, that's the West Coast, baby. Middle finger up for the haters that hate.
There's a party going on. It's just It's a West Coast thing, and baby, it's going down. It's the summertime, baby, it's time.
Yeah,
summertime.
Yeah, what's going on? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I hear you rocking.
Oh, hey, man, what's going on? This is Carlos.
Yeah, I sounded good over here, brother. I had you on the loudspeaker over here.
Oh, okay. So everything sounds good, huh? All right, cool. How you guys doing, man?
Good, brother. Right here, just posted up, doing some music right here.
Yeah. I heard you guys doing good jams, man. I just got back in right now, man. A buddy of mine came out here from out there in Riverside and chilled over there for a minute, but came back right now and called Mary up, see what's going on. You know, I'm missing out on the show.
Yeah.
So
well, you called in at the right time. You know, we're about to let Rocky Padilla go, and we just, you know, as you heard, we bumped that jam. Him and Big Kent did that summertime jam together. So
okay.
Yeah, Big, you know, we're definitely looking forward to a whole lot of stuff from you, Kent, Mr. Padilla. Everybody
hey, thank
probably
you.
Find you. Just basically Google you, correct? And
yeah, you can go to rockypadillamusic.com. You can find out where I'm at, what I'm doing on Facebook. I'm in.
All right. And,
okay, that'll work.
What do you have coming up? Do you have any shows coming up? Are you releasing a new an album?
Working on an album. Waiting for you know, me and Tams are going to be collaborating some more, and then working with Steve Salas and Tierra, with Down with Three, the guys out here. You know, Joe Batan, when we come to town, I do a little tour with him, and working with the guys from Lakeside right now, so we're just trying to do the, you know, big thing.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then also you can find Mr. Rocky Padilla on his Facebook page. I'll probably just Google him, and, you know, looking forward to hopefully having you on the show once again, you know, real soon. But, yeah.
Hey, man, I want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing, you know. And
yeah.
It means a lot to
hey,
me. It means a lot to
us, man. Hopefully I can. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro. I'm just saying, you know, thank you for everything you guys are doing, you know. And, you know, you got a lot of followers, and people are telling me about it. And I'm doing what I do. You guys are doing what you do. Everybody has their job, and everybody's doing it well. Good up.
Thank
all
you,
right,
sir,
thank
man.
You
hopefully next time I can sit in on the interview, man, and ask a few questions, man. You know, unfortunately, I just got in, man. Did my best to get back to, you know. But hopefully you guys will come back. And All right.
Most definitely, yeah. Just be on the lookout, Big Tams. You know, Rocky Padilla will be on there and got us back, you know, and we'll be doing some live shows together pretty soon.
Okay.
All right. Good.
We'll be right back with Big Tams. Right now I'm going to go ahead and bang some Zigzag and Soldier Sick with some AC Promoters.
Thank you guys once again. RockyPadillaMusic.com.
Gracias. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sports Show Radio. This is Junior. This is Tim. We're going to play back. We're going to shoot out your song, Let Me Show You. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this record, it's actually the remix. I had did this song a while back with the big homie Rec from Wicked Minds, R.I.P. And I had got a new beat to it. One of the producers I was messing with, he had shot me the idea. He said, yo, Tim's, why don't you let me update this beat a little bit? You know, let me mess with it. So he shot me the beat, man, off top. I like the beat a lot. I wrote two new 16s to it. You know what I'm saying? I kept Sly Boogie's verse on there the same. And everybody liked it, bro. It's a real good record. You know, it's getting a lot of love. It's getting a lot of spins. It's one of the favorites from what everybody tell me, you know. It's a good record.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so this was actually, was this released last year?
Yeah, this came out last year on 420 off my first album called Fresh Start. So that's where it's at right now. You get that Fresh Start on iTunes right now.
Okay, you hear that, Carlos?
Yeah, I can hear that. You know what, I'm just getting a little bit of a, these fools are just walking in on me over here. No, but I'm sorry, man. I didn't really catch a couple of words. I'm kind of like dealing with the homies right here, you know?
All right. Here we go. This is Let Me Show You. Big Tense right
here. Right.
Real quick, who's on this track with you?
It's me, Fingers, and Sly Boogie.
Yeah. You know what this is, the remix, 2012 shot, Big Tips, Fingers on the Hook, baby, Sly Boogie, let's go, chill.
Don't fight.
your man like fingers on the hood. Won't you let me be your man like fingers on the hood?
Man, you guys got those that wordplay, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, you know what? Tams, we're almost out of time here. We're going to go ahead and let you go. I want you to go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you and any shout-outs you got. Go ahead and handle that right now.
Yeah, for sure. You can check me out at Facebook, you know what I'm saying, .com/BigTamps. Go follow me on Instagram, BigTamps. 714, that's BigTemps 714. You can get that Fresh Start album right now on iTunes. I'm a problem solo album coming out pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shout out my boy Rocky Padilla, you know what I'm saying? Salute to him for the hook. Shout out my boy Mr. Vic, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy Joe Marquez at Street Buzz and Thump Records. If you're in Orange County, you know what I'm saying? You can stop at a 7-Eleven or a Circle K anywhere in that area and pick up my Fresh Start CD. It's right there. Shout out my boy, what's his name? My fault. Shout out my boy Poison. You know what I'm talking about? That's my fault. I slip up. Let me see. We got my boy right here, Mike from West Coast Graphics, Adam Rich. We shout out my boy, Hustle Hard. You can go to his store in Costa Mesa. Get that Fresh Start CD at Hustling Things. Shout out my boy Big Joe. Everybody else, if I forgot you, it's my fault. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Versatile Radio for having your boy on. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the opportunity to break bread with y'all. And, you know, anytime you want me back, just holler at your boy. We make it happen.
For sure. It's our pleasure. Yeah. And we definitely going to be bumping your music right here. You know, if you guys
you know
can,
what I like, though.
Purchase it. Just tune in and you're gonna go ahead.
You know he mentioned that he got some CDs in the 7-Eleven. That's old school, right? That's right.
Yeah, that's my boy right there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my boy Joe Marquez plugged that right there. You know what I'm saying? So if you in Orange County, I'm trying to get LA, IE, and those other areas right now, but I'm just doing it local. So like I said, you know, there's probably about 13 7-Elevens and about 6 or 7 Circle K's you can slide up to. You know what I mean? And then they got the old school funk CDs, anything from Thump Records. So I mean, you get like a little category or whatever you want to call it.
Heck,
to pick from. You know what I'm
Thump
saying?
Thump Records. Everybody knows who Thump Records is right here in Southern California.
Yeah, Thump Records.
And not only that, easy access right there at the counter. You guys, you know, don't use the 5-finger discount. You guys go ahead and purchase that. And you
go
already
get some
know.
Gas
Thump,
and a Big Temp CD. You know
and,
what I mean?
And you know they got. Squat meet already too though, man.
Check me out anywhere,
yeah.
Man. I just appreciate y'all having me on the show, man. Salute to y'all for that, man.
Thank you, man.
Let me get one more shout out. Let me shout out Wifey in the other room, because if I don't say nothing, you know what that is. You know what I'm saying? I gotta shout her out real quick.
You better show
about
love,
Yeah. I had to get her out. So shout out to her, my kids. I love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all supporting your boy, man.
For sure. One love.
Around the planet. On the World Wide Web.
EJ. The X-Men.
He'd be bargained with. It's
seasoned with, it doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop.
And the beagle goes on.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Britney Style Radio.
That was DJ the X-Man from El Paso, Texas. I believe it was El Paso,
but hey, does he have superpowers or what? X-Man.
The X-Man, yeah. Yeah, you can find him on freestyleforever.com. He's on that radio. Yeah, that's who he works for. We also have a live caller. Caller, can you hear me?
7-7-4
area code.
Yeah, what's good?
How you doing?
Good yourself.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good yourself, bro.
What's up, man? Where you calling from, bro?
Shit, Colorado, right in the middle. You know.
What up, Colorado? Oh man, you guys got that free pot over there, the legalized pot over there, huh?
We got legalized everything over here.
Oh man, that's beautiful. How is that, man? So what, you walking down the street, people just smoking butt or what? How is that working over
there? Nah, it ain't like that. I'm just saying, you walk down the street, you see about 1,000 bud shops, you know, or whatever you want, edibles, you know, whatever type of weed you want,
like,
you'll never run out.
So like you can sit in front like in your front yard as long as it's your property and be blazing a joint.
Yeah, you could burn a blunt, do whatever you feel.
And right, you can blow smoke in the cop's face and everything or what?
What's up?
Can you blow the smoke in a cop? I'd be like, you can't arrest me.
Yeah,
cop,
I mean,
smoke
shit, you could be in front of the CEO shit, and you could be blowing the butt, and the cop could roll right past, and you keep on smoking, and motherfucker keep rolling. Straight up.
Yeah, that's right, man, that's right. So what's going on with you over there, man, in Colorado, man? What else you guys got going on over there,
you know,
bro?
We used to chill over here, you know, listen to y'all little radio show, that's it. Trying to show y'all some love and support, you know.
Yeah, thanks, man. We appreciate it, man. You know, We're trying to get out there, you know? But, you know, we're getting a lot of love and support, and, you know, people like you, man, listening in, and, you know, good stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Ready.
So what's up, man? What you got going on right now, man? Just chilling
or what? Chill. I mean, it is raining damn near snowing over here, so, you know, we just chilling all up there or whatever.
Man, that's crazy,
know?
Man. It got cold all of a sudden, huh? Right here where I'm at, too, man. It got pretty chilly out here, man. It's crazy. Yeah, man.
What's
the word? You right there with your boys. You
want to
give a shout out to anybody, man?
Nah, I mean, shit, just shout out to the whole city. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all radio shows. You know what I'm saying? The real gonna keep it real. The fake gonna fade away. That's it. You know?
All right. That's cool, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. I definitely keep you on the line right now, man. I'm gonna put some people on right here that want to give out some shout outs to their people right here.
Yeah,
handle
definitely.
That.
You know what? I want to thank you. Thank you for calling in and checking in right here with Versatile Radio, Colorado.
Yeah, already.
All right, man. Yeah, appreciate it, man.
I bet.
Yeah, if you ever want to give a shout out or if there's something you want to hear, go ahead and let us know.
I got you.
Right.
All right, Mary. Yeah, I got a couple of my boys right here that just want to give a shout out.
Hey, I want to give a shout out right here, little one from Florida. And I want to give a shout out to homeboy that's right here, too, from 18th Street. My homeboy right here, a youngster from South Central, and boy, it's me, Green Eyes, from Park City, and Tina's husband.
Yeah,
Tina's boyfriend.
What's up, Andrew? You want to give a shout out or what?
Yeah, I just want to shout out to the homies, though. Over to the floor and home. Hey, Uno right here. Especially bro, for the joint. I'm out of here. Got the homies. Hey. All right.
All right, man. Hey,
what's up, man? They call me BK Spank from Westside 18 right here in Tecate. You know, fuck the police, you know, dispensa, you know. But, yeah, I got to say, you know. And yeah, shout out to all the homies out there, you know, doing it. Gracias, puro sur 13.
All right. That's the fellas right here that was just chilling, you know. Yeah. So what's up, Mary? You still there? Hey, man, dude, that we lost. Yeah, this county over here, what?
We're gonna make it. Cause if I grab it with my right arm and try to pound it, this has to cut off.
Oh, I can take you from it. And be honest. right now, man.
Yeah, the Mexican pizza is the best, you know?
Yeah.
Good ass Mexican pizza right here, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. I didn't even gotten a piece, dog, but I gotta keep. You guys can. I gotta wait for because I can't. You know, I can't use my hey radio voice with pizza in my mouth. You know what I mean? Coming at you live from Tecate. Yeah, you like my radio voice, huh? What's up with that green? What you got there? Yeah. Yeah, we just got to do this, like, improv and shit. So, what's up, S.A.? What you been up to, fool, since you been here? Out here, fucking, you know?
I've been right here in the run, you know? I want to say, you know, fuck my processor.
But on the run, you mean, like, you know, just coming for a jog, you know? Like, just coming through, not...
Yeah, I'm coming through, you know, like everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know... I just, you know, came right here. I was going to go back, but I kind of like it right here.
It's paradise out here, dog. Yeah. It's pretty feeding me here.
I have fun every day. Every day is like a Friday to me, you know?
Friday, every day.
Yeah.
What's that sound, dog? I don't know if you guys hear that sound. It's like a sound of an animal after it captures its prey. But it's just green face right here.
Nah, we're eating some pizza, and the pizza's real good, you know? I mean, we have to eat, too.
Well, you know, after a good night of drinking, of course, a pizza tastes delicious. You know, it hits the old flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's crack a big spot. One.
Man, that shit is a fucking spot, man.
Yeah. Hell, so let's crack it, Uno.
Man, shit. Right here just chilling, man. You know? Man, that pizza for a dumb. I just got
tell
out
about the pizza, dog, because I can't eat it. I got, somebody has to be the voice of reason here.
Don't.
In case, you guys are grubbing.
Pizza, man, it tastes good as fuck, man.
Well, the homie right here just got out, like, a couple days ago, like, maybe, like, 6-7 days ago.
Oh, man.
So he's tasting the pizza for the first time out here.
I mean, right now, probably right now wouldn't be the best time to judge that pizza, dog, because...
Wow.
I would eat any pizza good. Right now, but after I got out, food, goddamn, a Ritz cracker tastes good.
The homie just said he just tired of the fucking Top Ramens and the spreads.
Hey, tell me you don't be busting spreads out here still, though, dog. I do.
Not yet.
They say that's bad luck, fool. They say when you do it, fool, it's bad luck that you're not supposed to do it out here, dog.
Nah.
It's like a bad vibe, you hear me?
No. Nah. That's for the people. It's bad luck for the people that got money that could do something better. But
for the people that don't have money.
And we could just go off a Top Ramen or whatever. That's
so
cool.
Now you want to blame it on the fucking...
I don't know. Bad luck don't exist to me.
No,
I don't know
does,
about
bro.
That
shit.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know about...
The homie's already slurring off that. Hey, for you know what, dog? Earlier... Hey, for that shit so strong, though. Hey, dog, earlier that bottle got up and started running around the table for and then stopped. So that's some strong shit for brew legs.
Eat. He said, just eat. Yeah. The homie told me, he said, just eat, you'll be
all right. You can drink as much hard liquor as you want, but eat a little bit, so you could throw something up.
I told him, homie, I'm a hard liquor individual.
Hey, fool, that's crazy right there, dog.
Me, I like drinking hard liquor.
Hey, fool, look, I'm pointing right now at about the middle of his bottle, and I believe that probably at about the middle of this bottle, fool, you're going to be already like,
that's when I say the other middle for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, when you're drunk you just want to keep pounding, fool.
Hey, you know what happens though, fool? Why, you know what happens, right? Nigga, you're chilling with the homies and next thing you know, fool, you just black out, and next thing you know, fool, you're like waking up in bed, fool, your clothes on and shit, you're like,
hey,
oh shit, where's my ride,
where's my cell phone, that was going on,
you're gonna wake up you're gonna think it's tomorrow, you're gonna wake up, you're gonna be in a police station.
Hey, for that, fool, don't even say that. Fool. That's like the worst ending of the night. Fool.
Okay, I'm talking because it's happened to me.
Fuck that, not me.
Nah, you know me. I have a good drink and shit. I go take off walking and shit. Next thing you know, I'll be in a police station somewhere and shit.
Yeah, I see the cops. I run. hey, so we got these chicken wings right here. I mean, if you've ever gotten chicken wings at Pizza Hut, and you know these giant ass fucking like these
they're
wings
good,
that are like
they're probably
on steroids, but these I don't even think they're chicken's food, those are pigeon wings, dog.
Yeah.
Or bat wings or something, fool.
Bat wings or some shit.
Hey, fool, you know what? Some people be telling me, fool, trying to scare a motherfucker, dog, and talk about, hey, they be selling, it's made out of people.
Nah.
The fucking tacos, like fucking Soylent Green and shit.
Soylent Green.
It's made out of people. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? That shit's scary, dog. Serio, fool.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, Soylent Green. You go to these taco shops, and you got these, what the, man? And then you want to, what can you do? What can you do? I've never tasted human meat.
Nah,
what if it tastes?
Like,
hey, what if it tastes like carne asada? Well, you don't know. Have
oh,
you ever tasted human flesh, green?
Hey, no.
But exactly. So you go to this taco spot,
now
and you got the nice, the typical little chubby guy right there chopping up the meat, and then you leave it over. You could be eating people.
Yeah.
Full Soylent Green, dog. What was his name? Oh, Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, fool? Hey, dog, you know what? We should go to the taco shop one day, fool. Just say that. Just yell that out. Right at those
people. I want Soylent Green tacos.
Is that your hand, de carones?
Oh,
man.
Hey,
yes.
Before we do on
yes,
Friday,
yes,
we
this
have
is
a
the,
good time.
Yeah.
You know, we talk whatever our minds is. That's
yeah, this
drunk
is like,
talk. That's drunk talk. A whole lot of drunk talk.
Yeah, this is the extended version. You know what? We're just going to go until this thing just stops us because it gives us about like 15, 20 minutes of extra
this,
time that's only available on the blog.
This is like the extent of our dumbness and stupidness because we're drunk. But hey,
let's just call it overtime.
Okay, this is what we do and that's what we talk about when we're drunk over here and having
well,
a good
mama,
time.
We talk about aliens. We talk about this is crazy as our crazy,
fool.
Hey, fool, shut up, fool, because I know you're scared of that movie.
Hey, I want alien pizza.
If you want to get probed by an alien, who did you understand? Abduct me. And you're like, oh, what happened to the probie? Ooh, man, don't drink alcohol. Don't do it. So you got those already pretty tipsy. What you got going on over there?
Nah,
man, looks like you're rolling
a
tobacco.
Now I'm over here rolling up a fat blunt.
Yeah.
I mean, not a fat joint. We don't got blunts over here.
Hey, but we were smoking a blunt. I mean, there was a blunt on fire earlier.
Yeah, we had a blunt.
Unspoken people of were hitting it.
Yep. Yeah, that blunt, you know, I've been, you know, on that blunt for like a week, because
we were talking about that the other day, huh, about how other people do it, you know. Now, of course, not us. We're outstanding citizens here, but, you know, other people do it, not us. Of course not.
I hope not. Shit. Now, over here, we don't really smoke on, you know, blunts. We only got joints.
We pretend not.
Yeah.
Hey, but what's up? Hey, what you know about the Kush, fool? That bomb Kush, that Skywalker Pineapple Express, I heard is real now and shit. What's
see,
up with that, dog?
See,
I want to hear this crazy name once.
Well,
that
the reality of the thing is that most of the weed we smoke over here is the leftover weed that the United States don't
weed,
mind.
I don't know what weed is.
Oh, the tobacco and, you know, and it's all dry